What's the word, y'all? It's words, Illa, aka Drew Skills, aka Ill Doing It Too, aka I don't know. Something else that you probably don't know. A lot of AKAs. And I am here with my good friend, my brother.
Hey.
The one and only DBL.
What up?
Honest D.
Honest D.
Prophecy.
Fucking dad.
Yo, dad. That's more important.
AKA.
That's more important. But, we just, you know, got together, touching bases about some things, you know, and I kind of wanted to know about, we could do a quick, you know, back and forth about a little bit of the music that's come out so far in 2018. There's a lot of hip,
a lot of
hip-hop especially.
A lot of good music.
But, you know, that's what we do here. But, what would you say right now is an album that you can't stop listening to? Something that so far, when you first heard it, you just knew it. You've been listening to it since.
Man. 2018?
Yeah, so far this year.
Yo, that Cole, I can't front. That Cole, I go back to pretty much almost every day. To a couple tracks, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I'll let it run for real. That's pretty dope.
Right.
Cole, Royce.
Yeah. I've been meaning to do like a real review of that, but at the same time, kind of just been like, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to find time to make for a lot of things, but definitely that album.
You got busy, yo. It's real personal, so like I feel kind of weird listening to it because it's a lot of personal shit. But at the same time, it's good music, yo. Good artistry.
Yeah, it is.
And he got a couple of joints where he just goes in like, I reference that Godspeed. That's one of my favorite joints on the album. Yeah. The Godspeed track.
Exactly. You go, and then you have that, but then like you're saying, like it's personal. So then he did the song Cocaine, and like that's like a, you know, that's super like family business type stuff. You know what I'm saying? And he's just like, nah, I gotta let this go. I gotta let people know. So
there's a couple other joints like that, man.
Yeah.
They definitely went there, yo.
Yeah, the album was definitely good.
The Daytona album, Pusha T.
He went there, like. Besides that, that's VA alumni. That's the top of the heap, if you will. I mean, that's just a great project. You know, I mean, it's sonically it's good enough that you can listen to it more times than just I heard it.
You know what you're gonna get from Pusha T. You know what I'm saying? But again, like you said, sonically with the production on that shit, it was crazy.
Yeah, it's sonically.
So I was pleased. So between those, three?
Yeah.
And of course 444. I don't know if that was 2018 or 17, but I can't stop listening to that shit.
Right.
It was like six joints that I can bump, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that did come out this year, didn't it?
Okay. I believe so. Beginning the top of the year.
Okay, because damn, we in July now. Okay, so alright. But shit. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Damn.
Because I saw a picture the other day on Instagram, or maybe it was today, I don't remember, but it was like a big picture of like somebody had collaged all of the hip-hop albums that have come out so far this year, and it's like, it's huge, you know, it's like,
hard to keep up, man.
How can I keep up with, you know, 35 to 40 albums or something like that have come out if you're really like a hip-hop fan from like all different levels of like the ground up to like the best, you know,
yeah,
the top,
up,
you know,
man.
It's like a whole lot of music that are like, I mean, how can, I can't keep up with everything. I mean, yo, the Elzai album,
I forgot about Elzai. I'm ashamed to say I forgot. I don't even want to use the word forgot because
the Elzai,
I was bumping that tough too.
The ASAP Rocky album, I mean, it's long, it's dense, but there's a lot in there, you know, he's trying different sounds and like,
I checked it out. I mean
the J-Rock album. It's a lot of music. That's why I was
J-Rock
like,
sound
I'd be
like
a fool to think that I could try to do a podcast or a review of this in terms of any album. as long as we've been doing what we're doing, like, right, you know, there's too much. I can't. It's like impossible.
Yeah.
I'd be like worn out trying to review everything that happens all the time.
We'd be on here for like 2 hours.
It's too much. I can't do all of that. I'd rather just try to mesh things together when I can, and maybe certain things that mean something when I heard it. Like, I don't know, but that's why I did the Freddie Gibbs review, because I mean, that album was incredible. So I mean, it's just one of those things. It's like,
you know, I listen to Freddie. I try. Excuse me if I sound muffled. I'm eating, but I try. I hate to say it like that because I don't want to sound negative when I say it, but it didn't. I didn't from the first listen. I wasn't drawn in, yo.
Right.
I mean, I was riding. I had a company in the car, so, you know, we were kind of talking. Right, but just checking it out, and, like, I don't know what I was looking for, but I just wasn't drawn in.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I don't really know Freddie Gibbs' music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It might be a part of it I can attribute to.
Right.
So
yeah, absolutely. Sometimes, like, just the way you relate to something is going to be why you would want to listen to it more.
Right.
It doesn't mean that you don't think that it's not done well.
Right.
It's just like,
I say anything negative about it.
Yeah, it's just like, I just can't understand it because I don't know enough about this person. Mm-hmm. Like,
I think
that kind of been some of the way that I felt when I watched that recent Drake freestyle, or whatever it was that was on when he was in the UK. Mm-hmm. And I watched it, and, like, me and Curtis watched it, and I was like, I'm not impressed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cool. You know, he did, you know, rap. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no denying. But I wasn't, like, blown away. There wasn't any moments where I felt like, oh, my God, like, whoa, hold on. What was that? Like,
I haven't been wowed by Drake in a while.
Yeah, I'm not mad at what he's doing, though, at the same time.
Right, no, like, indeed, don't
you know, it's not about that. It's just that, for me, I can't understand it. Like, it doesn't give me any kind of sense. Music isn't something I try to get too logical about. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I leave that for these moments where I'm just trying to, like, express what I think about it. But trying to, like, you know, cut things up too much and care about what other people's opinions are, I don't do all that. Yeah. Like, I just know for whatever reason when I hear something, it doesn't appeal to me. And I kind of leave it at that. I don't want to get too into it. That just becomes, like, now I sound, even if it's just me, I sound like a hater, or I sound like whatever.
Like,
tag
on your label.
I was like, it's great for everybody else. It's great for maybe a moment. I might have a moment where I like it, but I can't say that it's something I'm, like, super blown away by. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a super fan of that. Like, certain artists just don't do it for me. And same with other people that I would say, that I would tell other people, and they'd be like, I don't understand why you like that. Like, exactly. There we go. It's kind of simple. Yeah. I mean, but we have had a lot of great hip hop, though.
Indeed,
I mean,
and a lot more.
And it's still coming. It's still coming. Like,
a lot of
years, nights over. It's like, I mean, I've missed so much too. Like, I haven't listened to everything.
The Nas, the Nas is growing on me.
Yeah,
not to, you know,
yeah,
cut you off, but that Nas here album, I didn't like it at first when that, you know, but.
Yeah. It's definitely, you know, it has its peaks.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It has its moments. And again, maybe some of it's just, I don't know. I felt like it was ill-timed, maybe, in some ways. Or I just, maybe, I don't know. But, because I don't know how long they were recording this for.
Right.
I don't know, you know, how this came to be. But
yeah, I know. I want to know the backstory. Where's
the
fucking DVD
version? Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, where's the studio sessions at?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I you know, especially again with all the stuff that Kanye was doing, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, I know it was, you know, he does that type. He's, you know, he wants to get that attention for himself, I get it, you know, and it's needed when you're trying to produce something to people, you know, that you feel is important. But it didn't make sense for him to be on, like, Cop Shot the Kid.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand that, and I didn't at that time, I couldn't receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe as I would have in another time. But I don't know. I just felt like maybe Kanye didn't have to be on it like that.
Right.
I didn't think he needed to rap like that on there. I felt like it was needed for him to do the production. And
even that, I felt like, wasn't up to standard. I don't know the word that I want to say, but I didn't like the production. I'm going to leave it like that. I didn't like the production.
Yeah.
Was it not a choice, or was it?
I think some of the core fans might feel that. Maybe newer people who aren't maybe as as gung ho as we are, but would maybe look at it and say, I mean, he did a great job. You know, he put out a short project and he did this, da da da. It was like,
Nas is gonna do Nas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And he even approached that, said things in the album, but I felt like he also felt like, yo, I'm not here to do everything that everybody's gonna like, you know. But that's it. Like our feeling about it, we're like, you know, core fans since we first heard it. Indeed. We're like fans.
I'm like, what if Nas was on? Imagine Nas's album on the Daytona soundtrack.
You know right, what I'm saying? Exactly.
Imagine that.
Exactly.
Wow.
So it kind of was like, I felt like, you know, again, Nas just doesn't have to impress anybody, but we as fans look at it as saying we wanted more. You know, we had waited 2 years or something like that, maybe longer, that it was like, I kind of wanted an album. You know, like a full, I wanted, you know, 10 tracks at least, if not more. You know, I wanted something that had a little bit more to it. And some of the songs were even short, you know, so I got
Kanye
it.
Was on for 5 minutes.
Yeah. But see, the funny thing is, like, I remember talking to Steve, yo, shouts out to Steve B.
Steve B, what up, man?
But, talking about, like, he was saying that, like, yo, get in and get out, you know. That's why Steve did the Ripple Cut series, you know. That was what that was about, was, yo, I have this to say over this production, here it is, that's it, you know. All the talk comes from the people who consume it, the people who decide to listen and want to care about whatever it is that you're saying. You let them do that. You just get in and do the work, and then you get out, like, wasting time. You're gonna fill up space that's not needed, you know what I'm saying? It was never meant to be there, and you're gonna start adding or trying to subtract stuff or whatever. You're gonna destroy what was already there. Yeah. Like, sometimes less is more, I guess, or most times. You know, what was it? Bruce Lee that says something like, you know, most times you're supposed to be taking away each day from yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're supposed to be cutting back on things, you're supposed to be, like, chipping away at things, taking away the unnecessary parts of yourself to make the best part of yourself. What is that? Sculptor has a big block of clay,
right,
and the image is inside of it, but you have to cut away all this other stuff to get to that point that you got. Like, it's not just, you know, happenstance. You work, put in the time, you're dedicated. Like, you're gonna get the best you can get, like. But I don't know. We just kind of went. I kind of went off on a tangent. But
philosophizing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Philosophizing.
Yeah, Google it.
Google it.
Wikipedia.
Yeah, exactly. That shit. Get that one. Tell Siri you need to know what that means.
Cortana's.
Like all that. But
that's a whole nother story. We can talk about AI.
Oh God. Yeah, it's Words Illa. Follow me on Instagram. This is my boy right here, my man, my bro.
Man. Appreciate it, man.
DBL.
Appreciate it, man. Again,
you know, so again, we just kicking the shit about hip hop and you know, a whole lot of other things. So y'all holla at me. Let me know what's up. Comment, like, subscribe. You know what it is. Words Illa. The Words Illa podcast. I'm out of here.